Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We were talking about this bill in the legislature in Illinois that Senator Glowiak is sponsoring to get rid of the form that asks potential lawmakers to not agree to agree to not be a member of the Communist Party. Senator, it's John. You're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi. Welcome to the show. This is John. You're on the air. How are you today?
I'm doing well, John. This is Senator Susie Glowiak-Hilton. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Senator, I was shocked that that form, I was just sharing it with my colleagues here, I'm shocked that there even is such a thing, optional or otherwise, that you all are presented with. But that's in the packet, huh?
It's in the packet for every person that runs for office. So if you are in a local village council, if you're a committee person, a precinct committee person, somebody running for water reclamation, any kind of position that you're running for, you've got to fill out this form. Well, it's optional. So
sure.
That's another issue. But
it is presented to you, correct?
It is. It is in the packet so that when you do run for office, you're given a packet that has all of these forms in it that have to be filled out of who you are and who you represent and all kinds of official things to explain who you are as a candidate. And this particular piece of paper is in there, and it's the optional form.
Sun-Times says Illinois passed the law requiring candidates to sign a loyalty oath in 1951. I'm loyal to America and I love America. Sometimes I'm more frustrated with it lately than I have been in the past. But I just don't think it's anybody's business how loyal I am or how much I love my country. I'm running for office. I want to serve. If people want to vote for me and I'm a communist or a socialist or a Democrat or a Republican, they should get the option to decide who they want, right?
They do, although when you do take office, you do make an oath to uphold the Constitution if you're elected. So
sure.
even if you are subversive, you still are going to take an oath if you were elected to office. But how many, it's really unlikely that Reds are trying to, subdue the local school boards, village councils. And do we really believe that people that are advocating to overthrow the government would be stymied by a form?
Wait a minute. I don't want to out myself as a communist. I guess I can't run for office. It sort of reminds me of some of the forms that we're asking illegal immigrants to fill out today, saying, are you a legal citizen? And if they check no, sometimes we promise them, say for purposes of the census, that we won't tell on you. But I can understand how they would not entirely believe that. Yeah, you wonder what how effective they thought this form was anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, every request for information like that or information like this imposes some sort of a cost. So there's time involved, resources involved in paperwork. So the Illinois State Board of Elections has to maintain this paper, all these reams of paper. I think there were 1,100 or something people that filled out this form or were asked to fill out the form, so that the form was created. And I think only 495 of those were actually unsigned. So 700 were signed, 1,195 candidates did take the form. So we're talking about pieces of paper that have to be generated, maintained, and all of that imposes a cost on government, and we're trying to reduce paperwork as much as possible. And this being an optional form that is unconstitutional, found by the U.S. Supreme Court to be unconstitutional, should be removed. And because it's unconstitutional, it's not a law, and anything that we have in the books now that is not a law should be removed.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's wrong for a lot of reasons, but I'm not too worried about 1,000 sheets of paper. I am also interested, though, in the fact that 700 of these people signed it saying, okay, I'm not a communist and I won't work with a communist front organization. 400 of them, 300 of them didn't sign that. Maybe in principle, I don't know, maybe because they're communists, but a few hundred people don't sign it, and yet they're still able to serve in government, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yep, optional. So this was brought to me by a constituent who has to sign this and found it odious. And I signed it as a candidate. And I kind of snickered a little bit because it's really very much a throwback, you know, that I'm not directly involved with a communist organization. You know, that, and in this day and age, there are so many other threats to us.
You could be a member of the Communist Party and run for office in Illinois, right?
This would preclude that, at least before the Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional.
That is correct, yes.
You know, Steve and I were just kidding, but if we're going to have that form and you can't get rid of it, let's add some stuff on there, like, I will not take payments under the table. Seriously, let's at least update it and say I don't work for ISIS if you want to do that.
The communists are the reds. We've got the red light camera situation. It's a theme.
Okay, so then this bothers me less for the paper, more for the symbolism of it. Are the other senators and representatives taking it seriously, Senator? Are they going to get this out of there? What's going to happen?
I hope so. I'm going to try to get support for this because anything that's on the books that's not a real law should be taken off, and it's been there for almost 50 years. If we're going to adhere to the Supreme Court's ruling, leaving any unconstitutional law on the books is irresponsible.
State Senator Susie Glowiak-Hilton, the Democrat from Western Springs. I'm going to let you go, Senator. Any other things? I know this isn't the most important thing you all are doing, but in fact, the governor just at his State of the State the other day said we've got to root out corruption. So I'm all for an extra form to ask them not to be corrupt. But anything else?
I would agree with you.
Anything else you want to pass along?
I am working on some government reforms on revolving door policy. I know that we have established a bipartisan, bicameral ethics commission to look at, you know, specifically what's going on and root out any kind of bad behavior. It's frustrating, it's infuriating, and it looks bad for all of us when there are just a few bad apples doing these things that they shouldn't be doing.
Nice to talk to you, Senator. Keep us posted on that, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time, John.
Likewise.